This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. We begin Ches Amud Aleph, 8-8. The first section is the black text. So yesterday we made the distinction between listing things in the Mishnah that don't require an action and omitting things from the Mishnah that do require an action. So the Gemara Tavra page says, and again, this is a rehash, just like where we ended last week was a rehashing of the question by Regalim. We're going to rehash the Yovel question, right? V'harei Yovelos, aye, but what about Yovel, which is dependent upon the blowing of the shofar? It's a specific act, and yet the Mishnah counts it. So the Mishnah responds, so the Gemara responds, as it did last time, now Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broki. That is the position of Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Broka, who says that no, it really starts on Rosh Hashanah, and that starts without an action, and then there's this completion act, but that's not really the primary. So Yovel can be something considered something that doesn't not an action dependent. Rav Ashi now has another answer. Right? Why didn't the Mishnah include all of these things? Right, the 6th of Sivan and the 16th of Nisan. Why aren't they in the Mishnah? Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi says, Arba Roshe Shanim Heim, Shehim Ba'arba Roshe Chodashim. There are four new years that also begin on the first of the month. The 6th of Sivan, the 16th of Nisan, those don't begin on the beginning of the month. Then it says, I Be'echad Bishvat Kebe'e Shammai. Right? But Echad Bishvat, we're listing it like Be'e Shammai. Right, that's crazy. We don't generally paskin like Beis Shammai, but the first of Shvat is only according to Beis Shammai. So how does that fit in our Mishnah, which is saying there are four new years that are beginning of the month according to Beis Hillel? It's Tu B'Shvat. It's the 50th of Shvat. So Hachikamar, this is what it says: Shlosha LeDivrei Hakol. There are three that everyone agrees that there are three new years that start on the beginning of the month. Be'echad B'Shvat. When it comes to the first of Shvat, Machlokas Beis Shammai u Beis Hillel. So that's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Okay, right? So a little bit of a flaw in his answer, but he comes around and solves that too. We go back now to Meiser Behema, to the animal tithe. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon Omer, Becha B'Tishrei. Right? Meir said it was the first of Elul. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon say it's the first of Tishrei. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnehem Mikra Echad Darshu, that both Rav Meir and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon actually learn their different dates from the very same pasuk. What is that pasuk? So Lavshu Karim Hatzon, right, which literally means that their the flock are wearing. Right, they're clothed in the meadow. Right, lavshu karim hatzon va'amakim ya'atfu bar yitro'au af yashiru. Okay, so that pasuk says the flocks are clothed in the meadows, the valleys are wrapped in grain, they shout for joy, they also sing. Okay, how in the world do you get anything from those psukim? Okay, so the Gemara will explain. Rav Meir Savar. Rav Meir believes, again, Rav Meir says the first of Elul. Me'ematai lav shu karim hatzon. Right? When is it that the flock is clothed? And clothed here means maybe fuller, but it really means the time that the sheep are getting pregnant. Bizman she'amakim ya'atfu bar. Right? That is the time when the valleys are wrapped in grain. I mean, when there's grain all over the place. Now, when is that? Ve'ematai amakim ya'atfu bar. When is the valley filled with grain? Ba'adar. So that's in the month of Adar, right? It starts to fill up everywhere. So mis'abros be'adar, they get pregnant in Adar. It's a five-month gestational period there. Ve'yoldos be'av, then they give birth in Av. So Rosh Hashanah shelahen Elul. So then, right, the time when they all give birth in Av, and then you got to figure out and take the all the tithes. that you did, and then the new year starts the next month, and that's going to be El. Great. What about Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, say it's the Echad B'Tishrei, right? So Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Omrim, Emas, I love Shu Karim Hatzon. Right, when is it that, again, the sheep are clothed, i.e. they become pregnant? Right, it's not just the time that it's not the middle clause, but the valleys are filled, it's the last clause. She ra'u af yashua, that they're, right, singing and shouting in joy. When is that? Emasai shibolin omros shira, when are the stalks going to sing shira? When are they full and ripe and good? That's benisan. Right, that's going to be in Nisan. So Ms. Abros ben Nisan, they get pregnant in Nisan. The Yoldos, 5 months later, they give birth in Elul. You take all the tithes in Elul, and then Rosh Hashanah, Shalayan, the Tishrei, then the new year begins in Tishrei. Right, so now, essentially, what we have is the beginning of the Pasuk talks about the sheep getting pregnant. Then, right, do we say that is the based on the middle clause, right, Adar filled, or Nisan final clause, which is joy and fully grown. So, whichever one you choose, you're going to have to explain what the other part of that pasuk is, right? So, v'idach nami haksiv yisroel ap yashiru. I mean, that's our question, which is, according to the person who goes, right, according to Rav Meir, who says that we're focused on the middle part, which is when the valleys are covered, you also have the end of the pasuk. So for that, you got to come back next week. We'll have to review it and learn it on Monday. We'll get to a little Thanksgiving break. Right, hat tip to Seymour for the scheduling. So enjoy your Thanksgiving and come back and join us on Monday.